or Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen. Today's show is brought to you by Aunt Bee's in downtown Atlantic, a collection of precious things for you and yours. LaVon will have today's program after this.
Summer is here, and that means it's time to get ready for the 4th of July. Hi, this is Rachel at Aunt Bee's in Atlantic, and we have lots of wonderful patriotic home and patio decor, including flags, American bunting, pictures, blankets, kitchen decor, doormats, signs, lamps, metal stars, chunky words in a variety of sizes, pinwheels, and planters. Plus, we have lots of garden decor and flower pots for all season long. Remember, we're also a full-service floral shop, too. Aunt Bee's, a collection of precious things for you and yours, 243-2980 at 410 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. We are hoping to have a guest here in a moment, but in the meantime, we'll tell you what we're going to be talking about, that, and that is the 2013 National Fine Arts Program, and it is sponsored and supported by the First Assembly of God Church. And it is a tool of the church to help youth discover, develop, and deploy their ministry gifts. And so they have opportunities to, of course, experience these various things. And then there's even a national contest. And we have some of the local students who are going to be participating in that. But when we talk about fine arts, that covers a great deal of kinds of talents: photography, graphic design, sign language, singing, sermons, songwriting, dance, human video, poetry, and children's literature. But there may be others. I think the term fine arts covers a great deal of talents and skills. And so this is an opportunity for young people to practice those and to share their talents with others. I think the term fine arts is one that we perhaps don't use often. I would just insert that in 4-H we have the visual arts project, and that is more defined in terms of those things that you can see in things, crafts, we use sometimes call them, but those with skill, versus fine arts, I think, involves more of the in-person kind of art, such as the dance and the sermons and the sign language, but also includes those things like the songwriting and poetry and children's literature. So great opportunities for young people to practice these, use their talent. And you know young people, little young people even, that are great at writing poetry. It seems like they learn that early in school, how to write poetry. And it doesn't scare them that you know, it's okay, whatever you do, if you're writing poetry, it's meaningful to the person that's doing it. Photography has been so much more popular, and I'm sure that has to do with the technology we have, with the cameras we have, that we can take 100 pictures and out of that choose the best one, and at no additional cost. And then we can share them with everybody in a lot of different ways. So photography is a great project for people of all ages, but it is a way to share what people have seen, share kind of what they maybe feel about that. So when you give people a camera and put them in front of a subject, the pictures may turn out completely differently because we see things in different ways. So photography is a great opportunity to share, again, talent, your interests, maybe where you've traveled, who you've seen. And so photography is a great way to express art and express your personal talent. Graphic design. Now, there's one that some people, young people, turn into their long life career, whether that is doing work for a company, perhaps doing advertising and that sort of thing. But we also have seen local folks who have put those into their own business, they're entrepreneurs, and they might apply that graphic design to signs, to vehicles, to store windows. The graphic design, again, has a great opportunity for putting those talents to use. Sign language. Wondering if anybody listening knows sign language. A communication tool that helps us all, I think. But you can do that in terms of just talking, but you could also do it in terms of singing. And last Thursday night at the Produce in the Park and the third Thursday night concerts, the First Assembly of God Church Praise Band played, and I think they did do some sign language during their performance to interpret some of the songs that they were singing through sign language. So a great skill. I wished I'd had that talent, wished I'd learned that skill, because when I worked in Council Bluffs in a store, we had a number of folks in that area who came in who were deaf and who I could have communicated with much better if I had had sign language skills. So that's an interesting one to develop. And then there's the sermons, and we're having Lee Haverman join us, and he's going to talk about some of those. Hi, Lee.
Good morning.
Lee, I've just been kind of going through some of the fine arts opportunities here. Just got to the sermon part. That's probably one we wouldn't be surprised about in terms of this is being sponsored by a church. But there's so many other areas. So let's talk about the youngsters who are going to be going to this national contest.
Sure. We have this year four students who are moving on to the national level. Three are girls who are in our sign team. Those three girls are also very talented in vocal and various other categories as well. Photography, we've had those. But moving on to the sign language, we have these three that they came up with a group name called Signs of Life, and they have competed at the district level and have been affirmed there and have moved on to the national, which is going to take place in Orlando, Florida. And we're so grateful to send them along. They've been working very hard at raising, as you can imagine, it's quite the expense to go to Orlando, Florida from little Atlantic, Iowa. And not only that, but taking your families with you and trying to make it a memorable experience. Mm-hmm. So we want to honor them and help them make it there as well. The other is the short sermon category. One of our males did a fantastic job just at the district, has again affirmed there as well. And him and his family as well are raising funds to go, and they're going as a group, so okay. We're really proud of all of them.
Do you want to give us their names?
Sure. Yeah, I know they sign up on a sheet that usually says we can use them in advertising. So Caleb Kelly is our short sermon finalist who has moved on to the national level. He actually shared the other day we had the concert series in the park in Atlantic, and we tried to incorporate the fine arts students in that. And I think the count was about 208 people there, somewhere around that. And they were all, I think, privileged to hear. He did a great job, kept it 5 minutes or under. One of the rules is that you have to stay on topic. Our category this year was finished was our theme. And so his theme was on the topic finished, and how it's not over till the stone is rolled away was his theme that he chose to follow through with that. He had to keep it under 5 minutes, which is really hard for any pastor to do.
Yes,
to keep a short message, and just was very proud of him. He did a fantastic job of keeping it on topic and keeping his points brief and the singularity of one point. The genius of that. So really proud of him. He's doing a great job. So that's Caleb Kelly. Our three female finalists in the sign language, we have Morgan Anstey, Paige Anstey, and Haley Glenn. And they have all competed in various categories. This year, unfortunately, two of our vocalists got sick. Paige Anstey and Haley Glenn got sick at the district level, so they weren't even officially able to compete at the level of which they were capable. They've gone on to nationals before in their vocals, and this year I affirmed them that they would have had they been well. And wouldn't you know it, we did the concert series in the park, and Haley lost her voice again. Paige, yeah, fortunately, was able to sing.
So it's good they're doing sign language.
Yeah, it's kind of a great backup. I mean, you can't sing, but you can sign.
And I was just saying before you stopped by that I think they also did that in the park the other night.
Correct. Yep. Yes. We did the sign, and we had Paige did actually sing her vocal solo that she was not able to technically sing at her capacity district. So yes.
Now this is happening, I believe, in Orlando, Florida, and as you mentioned, that the families, these young people and their families, are needing to go and It's going to be costly. So you're doing maybe more than one event, but I think you have an event coming up here that if people would like to support these young people and their families, they could do that.
There are many opportunities, actually, that are coming up on, and I did not bring that calendar with me per se, but I know that Erica Shirley is one that has been heading up many of the fundraiser events. Yesterday we had kind of a spaghetti dinner along with our, we were supposed to be in the park yesterday, but as you are all aware, the weather did not permit, and so we did our spaghetti dinner inside. We also have a dessert auction coming up on the calendar, I think today or sometime this week or next. They're going to be at the Sweet Joy Shop, where they can enjoy some great atmosphere. And
I understand the students are going to be, the young people are going to be helping with that.
Yes, yeah. All of those who are participating in the fine arts, we believe in working towards those things.
Okay,
yeah.
So not just these four young people. There will be others who are participating.
Specifically these four, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So they'll be helping serve and so on. And so you can help by going and having a great meal at the Sweet Joy Shop on Italian night and also support these young people and what they're going to be doing. So that would be kind of a fun thing to do. I always think it's fun, you know, when you get something out of it yourself, you enjoy a good meal, but you're also helping somebody
absolutely.
Else out, and it's sort of a social
it's
event.
A win-win.
And yes, it absolutely is. So now when is all this happening? When are they going to be going to Orlando?
That will take place August 2nd through the 9th is what I've got on my calendar for the – it's a large event, and there's usually thousands upon thousands of students from all over the country that participate at the national level and go to the there's a general council with the Assemblies of God. There's the leadership there that meet for their meetings. They do business once a year. And alongside that, they often have the youth council of sorts as well, okay. where the thousands of them get together. They have a great time. They have large concerts every night and
have a great time.
Yep, and then they participate in those categories throughout the entire week.
Well, we want to thank you, Lee Heverman, for stopping by. Lee is the youth pastor at the First Assembly of God Church here in Atlantic. And until next time, here's a thought. The more you are motivated to love, the more fearless and free your actions will be.